Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Against Empathy: The Case for Rational Compassion by Paul Bloom tackles a subject that may seem counterintuitive at first glance. In a world that often extols empathy as a cardinal virtue, Bloom presents a controversial and thought-provoking argument against it. Empathy, Bloom argues, can be a misleading compass for moral decision-making, often skewing our judgment due to its subjective and biased nature. Instead, Bloom advocates for the use of rational compassion, a reasoned, objective approach that can lead to more equitable and just outcomes. Through a compelling blend of scientific research, philosophical discourse, and psychological insights, Bloom challenges our understanding of empathy, urging us to reevaluate its role in our personal and social lives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the nature and limits of empathy. Empathy is often heralded as a fundamental aspect of human interaction and morality. In Against Empathy, Paul Bloom meticulously deconstructs this notion by examining the intrinsic nature of empathy and its limitations. Empathy involves feeling what others feel, allowing individuals to connect with and understand one another on an emotional level. While this may seem beneficial, Bloom argues that empathy is inherently biased, leading us to prioritize those we feel a stronger emotional connection with. This bias can result in skewed moral perspectives, where decisions are influenced by personal feelings rather than objective evaluation. Bloom's exploration reveals that empathy is limited not only in its scope, often unable to encompass large groups or distant suffering, but also in its depth, as our emotions can be easily manipulated or overwhelmed. By uncovering these limitations, Bloom sets the stage for advocating alternative approaches to compassion that are less susceptible to the pitfalls of emotional bias. Secondly, empathy's role in decision-making. In his analysis, Bloom examines how empathy impacts decision-making processes and the potential consequences it has both personally and societally. At the heart of this exploration is the assertion that empathy, while offering emotional resonance, often clouds judgment, leading to decisions based more on subjective experience than rational assessment. Bloom presents cases and scenarios where empathy-driven decisions have resulted in negative outcomes, such as prioritizing immediate emotional responses over long-term solutions. This narrow focus can divert resources and attention from more pressing or widespread issues. Through examples spanning from charity work to legal decisions, Bloom elucidates how empathy can inadvertently perpetuate inequality and injustice, as those who evoke more empathy often receive more support and attention. By highlighting these examples, he encourages readers to reconsider how much weight is placed on empathy in decision-making, advocating for a balance between emotional responses and rational deliberation to achieve more effective and fair outcomes. Thirdly, the science behind empathy. To understand empathy's true nature, Bloom delves into scientific studies and psychological research that explore how empathy works within the human brain. He outlines the neurological pathways involved in empathic responses, illustrating how complex and sometimes deceptive they can be. Empathy often operates through what Bloom describes as empathic distress, where individuals feel compelled to alleviate their own discomfort caused by another's suffering, rather than addressing the needs of the person in distress. This inward focus can undermine altruistic intentions, leading people to act out of self-serving motives rather than genuine concern for others. By revealing the underlying psychological and neurological mechanisms of empathy, Bloom argues that rational compassion can serve as a more reliable guide for moral behavior, as it emphasizes understanding and addressing others' needs through clear, objective reasoning rather than emotional impulse. Through these insights, Bloom paints a comprehensive picture of empathy's role in human behavior and its potential to both aid and hinder effective moral action. Fourthly, the case for rational compassion. In contrast to traditional views on empathy, Bloom introduces the concept of rational compassion as an alternative approach to ethical decision-making. Rational compassion involves using reasoned judgment to evaluate situations, allowing for more equitable and effective responses to others' needs. This approach prioritizes understanding and addressing objective needs, rather than reacting to emotional stimuli. Bloom emphasizes that adopting rational compassion does not diminish kindness or care. Rather, it refines these traits by ensuring they are directed in a manner that produces the greatest benefit. He provides examples of how rational compassion can lead to more just and effective outcomes in various fields, from public policy to personal relationships. By applying a more detached and analytical perspective, individuals can better assess circumstances, avoid emotional biases, and make decisions that are aligned with long-term goals and collective well-being. Bloom's advocacy for rational compassion challenges readers to rethink traditional narratives about empathy and compassion, encouraging a shift towards more reasoned and inclusive forms of kindness. Lastly, empathy in context. Societal implications. Bloom also addresses the broader societal implications of empathy and its influence on collective behavior and public policy. He argues that empathy-driven approaches can inadvertently exacerbate social divides and inequalities, as they often cater to those who are most visible or evoke the strongest emotional response. In contrast, rational compassion can enable more impartial and principled policy decisions that prioritize systemic change and long-term benefits. By evaluating societal issues through the lens of rational compassion, policymakers and leaders can better address the root causes of problems and allocate resources where they are most needed, rather than where they elicit the most empathy. Bloom also discusses the role of media and technology in shaping empathic responses, illustrating how sensationalist narratives can skew public perception and influence decisions. Highlighting the importance of a well-informed and rational approach to compassion, Bloom advocates for societal frameworks that support effective altruism and objective decision-making, ultimately aiming for a more equitable and harmonious community. In conclusion, Against Empathy. The Case for Rational Compassion is a compelling read for anyone interested in psychology, ethics, and decision-making. It challenges conventional wisdom about empathy and proposes a thought-provoking alternative that could transform how we approach compassion and address societal issues. This book is particularly relevant for those involved in professions that require frequent moral decision-making, such as healthcare, social work, law, and public policy, as it offers a framework for making more balanced and equitable choices. Moreover, it is beneficial for anyone who wishes to develop a deeper understanding of human emotions and the ethical implications of their actions. By advocating for rational compassion, Bloom equips readers with the tools to engage with the world in a more clear-headed and effective manner, ensuring that their actions are guided by both the heart and the mind. In our increasingly interconnected world, developing a nuanced approach to compassion not only benefits individuals, but also contributes to building more just and empathetic societies. This book invites readers to critically reflect upon their own biases and decision-making processes, ultimately fostering a more thoughtful and constructive approach to empathy and compassion. If you would like to support Paul Bloom, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.